Welcome to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell, where we share helpful tips, introduce exciting new products, and celebrate all things machine embroidery. I'm your host, Kim Christofferson, and I can't wait for you to experience the joy of creativity with us. Good morning, everyone. Hello. Hello, hello, and welcome to What's New Wednesday at Kimberbell. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. It's a beautiful spring day here in Cache Valley, Utah. Oh, I could not be more happy for a little bit warmer weather coming around the corner. I hope it's really nice wherever you are as well. If you are listening to this on the podcast, you are listening to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell. But if you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you're watching What's New Wednesday. Who do I have joining me today? It looks like Lisa from sunny Colorado. Hello, Lisa. And another Lisa from Northern California. Hi, Linda from North Carolina. And let's see, Tina from East Texas. Good morning, Stephanie from rainy Maryland. And Avery from Texas. Hi, Janine from, I don't know where you went. Oh, North Carolina. There you go. And Margaret from Washington. Hi, Melanie from the UK. Hello, all the way over there. And Nancy from Houston, Deborah from Oklahoma, Diane from Iowa, Mary from Denver, Donna from New Jersey. And the list goes on. I never know when to stop because it's so fun to see everyone and where they're coming from. Thank you for joining me today. It's always good to be with you. Okay, guys, we have lots to talk about. Lots of fun things, including some giveaways at the end for a few people. So let's just go ahead and go right to it, shall we? Let's do a little bit. No, not that. Not yet. Let's do a little bit of sew and tell with Kimberbell, shall we? All right. Excuse me if I have a running eye. I know it looks like I'm crying, but for some reason, this eye just doesn't stop. So here we go. All right. Let's see what you guys have been making. There's one project in particular that I thought we would highlight today with so many different, people doing it and having great experiences with it. Trying hard to get my words out today. Let's see what the first one, Carolyn. Hi, my friend Carolyn. She says, this is the Kimberbell Designs mini quilt for me. I'm 1 month ahead for a change. Woo! Way to go, Carolyn. I'm so proud of you. It looks fantastic, Carolyn. It looks really, really nice. Thank you for sharing that. This, of course, comes from Mini Quilts. And like she said, she's a month ahead. Okay, keep going, girl. Who else is making them? Barbara, she says April, May, and June done. Can't wait to see volume 2. Oh, Barbara, just you wait. You are going to be blown away. If anyone thought January through June was cute, and they are. Let's look at another look at Barbara's hair. Oh my goodness. You just wait till you see July through December. It really is phenomenal. There we go. And when you think about like the especially fun months of the year to decorate for holidays, you know, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, wait till you see those mini quilts. Mm. Okay. Who else is doing these? This one comes from Colleen. She says, all 6 mini quilts done and ready for the next 6. Oh, yes, you are, Colleen. I'm so proud of you. Getting all of this done so quickly. Look at it on that tabletop stand. That's super cute. You're a good egg. Oh, I love it. I hope you guys are enjoying these because they're great little projects. Sometimes we just need a little something, right? That's not too overwhelming, but you're learning new techniques on your embroidery machine too. And then you end up with a really cute product in the end. Pretty awesome. Let's take a look at a few more. This one comes from Krista. She says, my daughter's mini quilt. She's 28 and married, and I still make up an Easter basket for them. Ah, Yeah, Krista, I love that. I love that. I love the quilt. And I love the fact that you still make up Easter baskets for your kids at that age. That's awesome. But so cute, isn't it? Krista, I love the fabrics you chose on that. That looks really, really good. Okay. And finally, this one. This comes from Jamie. She says she and her friend Denise finished their April mini quilts just in time for Easter with a couple of days to spare. She says she enjoyed learning the reverse applique together. We added a little bling to ours as well. Hey, you can't go wrong with bling. We're starting May's in a couple of weeks. These mini quilts are just too cute. Jamie, Denise, way to go, ladies. And I love the fact that you got together and did them together. That makes it so much more fun, right? Way to go. Thank you for sharing those pictures. If you are looking for mini quilts, this is available wherever Kimberbell products are sold, whether it's online or in the store. Here's what you're looking for. It's the Mini Quilts Volume 1, January through June. So you know what that means. That means there's going to be a Volume 2, July through December. And like I said, just you wait. It's a goodie for sure. All right. So how many of you guys have started making the mini quilts? Let me know what, you know, how it's been. Where are you decorating with them? How are you decorating with them? I'm so excited because we just filmed an episode of Inside the Hoop coming up, and we're going to be talking about how to decorate with those as well. And we have a really special guest on for that show when it comes out. And she's talking about how to decorate with them. She's our Kimberbell stylist, Shay. You know who she is. You're going to be blown away. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Very inspirational, for sure. All right. Well, speaking of Inside the Hoop, in case you missed it last week, Ginger, Deanna, and I, every Thursday, have a little show called Inside the Hoop. And that's where we talk about all kinds of things, really. Mainly machine embroidery, but maybe a few other things sprinkled in there as well. And last week, let's see, what did we talk about? We talked about ripples. And actually, even more so, digging a little deeper into ripples, we talked about how to gift ripples. And we came up with some ideas here. Here's a few screenshots if you missed it. There we go. You can find this on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. And here you've got Deanna's take on the rope bowl and how she gifted this for Easter. So that's fun. And even though Easter's over at this point, it's still a very fun episode to watch for Deanna's ideas, because the idea that she shared is going to be perfect for, like, if you have to gift it for a birthday or just a, you know, any type of gift. Deanna's got a really good idea for you, which included a book and some clothing and some candy and all that kind of stuff. So I'd love for you to take a look at that. We'll put a link in the notes here. And then Ginger gifted hers as a bridal shower gift for her daughter that's getting married. Shout out to Emma out there. And oh my goodness, you're not going to believe. Did you see the pink drink pitcher in there? Let me show you again. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about? So cute. How cute was that? She put it together with all kinds of lemony, citrusy, summertime type stuff and put it with the strawberries and lemons rope bowl design. So darling, you really got to watch that episode. Okay. So that you'll be inspired too. And then finally, my take on it was that I wanted to put together something for a little baby boy in my life, my new great nephew. And so there was a gift that I showed in there. And that basket was full of all kinds of fun stuff for the little guy. And it makes a great baby shower gift. But again, like a birthday gift for no matter how old the person is, 50. You know, there's some fun ideas there. So check out Inside the Hoop. It really is a fun show. It's not very long, like less than 30 minutes. And hopefully it's very inspiring for you. How many of you have been watching Inside the Hoop? Let me know in the chat. I'd love to hear from you. And Deanna and Ginger would too, I'm sure. It's always fun to hear back from you guys, because you know, when you're talking, you just, like I'm doing right now, I'm just talking out there and I'm kind of talking almost to myself. So when I get responses back, it's like, oh yes, we're having a conversation. I love this. Right? Oh, good. Lisa's saying she loves Inside the Hoop. Yay. Yeah. Pam, thank you. She says, I watch Inside the Hoop. So happy it's back. Thank you, Pam. We are too. It's been a whole lot of fun for sure. And we'll just keep doing it as long as you keep watching it, right? So thank you. Terry, she says, I love watching Inside the Hoop and getting great ideas. Well, that is our goal. So goal accomplished. If that's how you're feeling about that, that's exactly what we want to do. Dee says that she keeps, wait, where did you go, Dee? Here we go. She says, I keep missing Inside the Hoop, but watching the replays. Yeah, so that's good news too, right? Because if you can't catch it live, which we do, like I said, every Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Think about where that is in your neck of the woods. That's 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, noon on the eastern side, East Coast, like D. If you can't see it live, then absolutely just watch it a little bit later when you have a chance. It's kind of just a feel-good kind of show, I hope. So that is my little plug for that show, because tomorrow we have another episode. So tune in tomorrow. Again, those times on our main Facebook page or on YouTube or on Instagram or later as it's recorded. And we're going to be talking about more with background quilting, how to do it behind your appliques and how to do it on top of piece blocks. And the method is a little bit different from one another. And so I'm going to show you truly how easy it is. All right. So join us tomorrow for that. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good to know, Mary. She says, love Inside the Hoop. Such good ideas. I'd like to see more BioBlock designs available, like the little bird put on a tote bag. Yeah, we could probably do that. I'm not sure about the bird, but in general, having more BioBlock designs is definitely something we can look into. So thank you for that feedback. Donna, you're so sweet. She says, I watch Inside the Hoop over and over. Awesome. So yeah, between Wednesdays, what's new Wednesday? Hope you'll keep joining me here every Wednesday. But Thursdays being a little bit more informational as far as techniques and that kind of thing goes, hope you'll join us for both. All right, guys. Well, today's episode of What's New Wednesday has to do with a brand new product that is being released officially next week. Okay, but shops on auto ship are getting it starting today. Okay, and that is the brand new product called One Hoop Wonders. One Hoop Wonders, you've heard about it. We talked about it last week on What's New Wednesday, right? So we're going to talk about it a little bit more today, except from the viewpoint of some background quilting that is brand new. That will be perfect for One Hoop Wonders, but not only One Hoop Wonders, it's perfect for anything, okay? And so let me show you. Let's go ahead and look at a little video so that you can see what I'm talking about with One Hoop Wonders. If you're new to that, that thought, here's a little video about it, and then I'll share with you the real ones and all the things, okay? Let's do it. All right, who's excited? Okay, the idea behind One Hoop Wonders is this. You want to make a quilt, Okay. You want to make a quilt for either like a wall hanging or a baby quilt or a lap quilt. Hey, you could even do larger quilts with this, but you want it to be super simple, right? You don't want to have to do any double hooping. You want more like a cuddle quilt, something that you can just wrap yourself in. Well, you know that Kimberbell quilts, the majority of them are very embellished, right? And those are perfect for like an art piece, so to speak, on your wall. But with One Hoop Wonders, you can't cuddle with all those embellishments, right? It'd be kind of scratchy. So One Hoop Wonders is just that. It's very simple appliques, okay? Not a lot of intricate appliques, all right? So you truly can just sit down at the machine and just do this repeatable block over and over again to make a gorgeous quilt in the end, okay? So that's One Hoop Wonders. We're going to talk a little bit more about that specific book again, probably next week, but because that's when the official releases. But today, the background quilting goes on sale for it. Now, when I say for it, that really, it's not like you have to have it, right? It works great. This background quilting that I'm going to be showing works great for it, but it also works great for any of your projects. It's just that we're introducing a brand new category that you guys have been asking for. I'm super excited about it. And that is a category that we're simply calling large scale quilting. What does that mean? Let me show you. Large scale quilting right here. Here's the first of those large scale quilting designs available. And that is meaning that the designs, we'll look at it some more here in just a minute. The designs are larger in scale, large scale quilting, right? And you know what that means? It means that, quicker stitch out times, right? Not as dense. The designs are spread a little bit more apart. It truly looks like you took it to a long arm quilter to do like all over quilting on your project, but you did it on your embroidery machine. And when you buy these designs, like I'll say for anything with background quilting designs from Kimberbell, you know the drill. You know that when you do that, you are building your own library of designs that you can use way beyond the specific project that maybe we used it for, that you can go, you know what? I really need a fall design. And I want to use it in, you know, falling for autumn. I want to use it for this and that and this and that. And now I want to make a pillow with some background quilting for fall. And now I want to make like a bed-sized quilt for background quilting for fall. That's what it means when you buy a background quilting design from Kimberbell, is that this library of designs can literally be used for anything. And you're getting the design beyond just what it was maybe specifically made for, okay? So that is good news for all of us machine embroiderers, right? Because now at any given time we can go, oh yeah, I need a design for that. Let me look in my Kimberbell library. Pull it up and you can use it for anything. That is awesome news, okay? So with the large scale quilting designs, you're gonna stitch them out faster. It's a little less dense, right? So it really does look like you took it to a long armor to finish. And the quilting is absolutely darling. Now with the use of clear blue tiles, in conjunction with that, it's going to look seamless. You're not going to be able to see where one part of the design started and one part ended. So let me show you the first bundle of large scale background quilting designs that are now available at Kimberbell, because yes, they work for One Hoop Wonders. And I'm going to show you those designs today, but they work way beyond One Hoop Wonders, right? So that is exciting stuff. This is the bundle that's currently available at 25% off from now until May 1st, I believe. So now's a great time to go and snag it. And if you don't want the bundle, but you're like, oh, but I really like that lemon design. Oh yeah, there's a citrus design that you're going to die for. Then just buy the lemon design. You can buy them as single downloads too. Okay. But you get all the sizes. Let me show you an up close look at what I'm talking about. Again, this is the first bundle that's available. You've got some arrows, you've got some rainbows and clouds, you've got the citrus design, you've got the pumpkin and, you know, fall leaves design, which I did see someone say that they wish we had more fall. Oh, there you go. And then look at the Christmas design. I can't tell you which one is my favorite because they're all so cute and the pictures don't do it justice. So I'm going to show you the actual ones here. But let's take a close look here at the arrow design. Again, it says large scale design. Do you also notice, I'm wondering if anyone's saying this in the comments. I wonder, let's see. Okay, I don't see it yet, but maybe you noticed that large scale quilting designs all over Clear Blue Tiles quilting for large scale designs are stitched on navy blue. You know what our designs are normally stitched on, right? They're stitched on a light blue fabric. When you go to kimberbell.com and you're looking at designs and you're going, oh yeah, that's stitched on light blue, that's stitched on light blue. These ones, let me show you again, are stitched on dark blue. Navy blue in your mind is now going to signal large scale designs. Okay. Now, you can use large scale designs with any clear blue tiles that you already have, as long as it's a 4-inch or higher tile. Yeah. So if you have a 4x4-inch tile, large scale quilting designs are going to work with that. 4x4, 4x6, 8x8, 10x10, 10x16. Yeah, I said 10x16 because there's another new product coming out next week for larger hoops. We'll talk about that then. I don't want to confuse you right now. But for larger hoops, if you have like the largest hoop out there, you're going to really love these large scale quilting designs. So the good news is, though, if you have the essential set or the expansion set one, these are going to work with it. Going back to the arrows, this is what it looks like here. These are all the sizes that you're getting with it. Okay. And then, oh, do I have that quote? Oh, I do have it. Look at what it looks like in person. Does that look phenomenal or what? This is part of the One Hoop Wonders, that this arrow design, right? But the background quilting on it is sold separately as part of this bundle, because again, you're building your own library of designs. I think showing the back really helps show off those designs. And isn't that cool? I mean, you cannot tell where one tile ended or one design ended and where it started again. It all just looks like you did it on a long arm machine. All right. So that's the first one in the bundle. Again, if you don't want to buy the bundle, I understand. That's okay. You could save 25%. And I think you're going to want them all because they really are so cute and so versatile. But if there's one that just really screams at you right now, then buy it as its own single download. Okay. Let's look at the pumpkin patch. I didn't show this last week, this quilt. It was at the office and I saw it at the office and I went, oh my gosh, they have to see this in person. So this is the large scale pumpkin design, perfect for Halloween, fall, autumn. Oh no, that's not it. That's a rainbow. Let me look again. Okay, let me just pull up what's next on my screen and then we'll go from there. Shall we? Hold on. Oh no, I do want to show you the autumn one. Okay, let's do it. There we go. That looks more like autumn, doesn't it? So you got the swirls and the leaves and the pumpkins. And you've got all the extracts showing you how many sizes you're getting for your tiles. And here's an image to show you And then here's the real thing. All right, look at this. This pumpkin quilt is part of One Hoop Wonders. The background quilting design is separate because it can work for One Hoop Wonders or anything that you're looking for a large scale design for. Oh my gosh, let me get my quilt correct. You can see it's pretty large, right? Okay, here we go. What do you think? Isn't that fun? Oh my goodness. Okay, but let's turn it to the back, shall we? Because that's where you can really see that shine too. And you see that, I mean, again, it's not as close together. It's more spread out, which is going to mean faster stitch time for sure. But it's also going to make this a little bit more soft to wrap yourself in. Wow. What do you think, guys? Pretty darn cool, right? Oh, Debbie says, love the new background color, the navy blue. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, it's kind of a part of our family of colors here at Kimberbell, so I'm glad we can use it for that background quilting. All right, so there we have it. The fact that you can make this all on your embroidery machine and quilt it in the end to finish it, amazing. Amazing. Woo, it's a big quilt. All right, let's see. Here we go. Oh, yes. Marilyn asks, can these designs be used in big block by block squares? Yes. It comes in both clear blue tiles and block by block designs. Yes, indeed. Okay. Do you want to look at another one? Oh, okay. Where is it? I've got to show you. Oh, okay. Here's the rainbows. So cute, right? Okay, there's the rainbows and the clouds. I'm going to pull this up here. I'm going to save my favorite for last, of course. And let's look. Do I have any other pictures of this one? I don't think so. Okay. But look at it in person. Again. The quilt itself, the design itself, is from the brand new book, One Hoop Wonders, because it's a repeatable block. Look how darling that is. Okay? Look how darling that is. But do you see the new large-scale quilting design there with the clouds and the rainbows? Oh, yes. And let's look at the back. Clouds and rainbows. Ah, so cute, right? Can't you see that for every little child in your life? Oh my gosh. Or just even a spring quilt, right? A throw for your couch. Be so darling. I absolutely adore that one. Okay. I think I have, oh yeah, here's a good image of the little girl and her quilt. One Hoop Wonders, volume one. I'm so excited about these guys. This has been a long time coming, and we could not be more excited to bring it out to you. So that's also in that bundle that is 25% off. Let me show you that again. We've done the arrows. We've done the clouds. We've done the pumpkins. Oh, let's do the citrus. The citrus. Okay, the citrus just screams to me. I love the citrus. Here we go. Here's what the image looks like. Again, because it's on navy blue fabric, you see it as a large scale design. You've got oranges and lemons throughout, some leaves. Let's see, here's some extracts of all the sizes that you're getting. Again, you're getting clear blue tiles designs and block by block designs with this. A whole lot of designs, okay. And here's an image to show you. Maybe, maybe not. Hold on just a minute. I think I've got one here. Oh, no. Let me just show you the real thing, right? That's always better anyway. Okay. Look. This just makes me happy because it's just screams summertime is coming, right? And look at that citrus. Look at the orange slice and the lime slice and the lemon slice. So cute. And then look at the quilting on there. Yes, you see oranges and lemons and leaves. And it is just a beautiful all over quilting design. Let's turn it to the back. There we go. Look at that. Okay. Did our digitizer team of background quilting knock it out of the park or what? My guess is they're probably watching this right now. So if you think that they killed it on these designs, let them know in the comments. That would just make their day. All right. And then finally, this perhaps is my favorite background quilting design of the large scale. I like them all for different reasons. But when I saw this one come through, I just was like, oh my gosh, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. I can see all the Christmas projects done in this background quilting design alone. Are you ready for it? This is the design. Look at the poinsettia, the holly leaves, the candy cane, the trees. Absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I have a quilt in that closet right there that has been finished for 2 years. I made it with my daughter. Maybe I should say my daughter made it with me. We were in the same room working on these Christmas quilts together. And the border is on, everything's on. I should probably just grab it to show you. Maybe I'll wait till I quilt it and then I'll show you. It's not a Kimberbell quilt. It's actually from another designer. And it is gorgeous. But guess what? It's still sitting in that closet because I haven't done quilting on it yet. And at first, especially before this design came out that I'm about to show you, I was like, maybe I'll do it. I'll take it to Long Island, maybe, because I was just thinking, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it because it's quite big, okay? But then this quilting design came out, and I went, okay, I'm going to do it myself on the embroidery machine. I'm going to actually wait till she comes up and visits here next. We'll do it together. This is the quilting. Are you ready? This is called Christmas Tree Farm. It's in the design itself, for the appliques and the quilt is part of One Hoop Wonders. Look how darling this is. But you just wait till you see the background quilting on it. Okay, I'm going to stand up for this one. Look at that. Okay, so cute, right? Ooh. Yes, indeed. And look at all the fun trees and candy canes and poinsettias, all of it. So, so darling. And unfortunately, the light in here is not helping because in person, and I'm trying to find my extra little light here. In person, this is just like phenomenal. Okay, let me see if I can bring on in some more light. How's that? Okay, let's look at it again. Wow, right? So, so cute. Oh, looks like I got a string there. Whoop, go figure. All right, so you can picture this Christmas Tree Farm. Ooh, it's a favorite. I can't wait to make it myself. This is what it looks like in the book. You can use, you know, we give you lots of options in the book for layouts. This was like an offset layout that we showed, but there's lots of options for layouts and other blocks to coordinate with it. So darling, picture doing just like that tree and leaving off the star and maybe like making a camping quilt. That would be really cute too. We'll be talking about that a little bit more in an upcoming episode of Inside the Hoop. But yeah, those are the designs. Let me show you once again. Ah, so cute. Okay. Do you see the value in background quilting? You're building your library of designs that you can use for one who wonders. Absolutely. But you can use them way beyond that, like I'm going to do with this Christmas quilt that I've had sitting there for 2 years. I feel kind of bad now. Now that I say that out loud, like, she's been waiting 2 years to have this just taken to the finish line. Come on, Kim, get it together. No, I know you guys understand. You get it. You get me. We speak the same language, right? So, what do you think of the brand new background quilting designs? We're not even going to talk about One Hoop Wonders necessarily with this, although so cute. And if you have something to say about that, let us know too. But the large scale designs is a game changer, I think. Janet, you're so funny. Kim is one of us. Absolutely. 100%, my friend Janet. We get each other, don't we? Yeah. So Cindy says, or Cindy, where are you? She says, I'm always reusing my background quilting designs. They are worth their value. Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's like your little, I say it's a library, but it's like your little toolbox, right? It's you're going, oh, I got a design for that. And you could certainly pick up new designs for sure, but you can also go back to the ones that you already have in that library and use them for everything. Seeing the projects and quilting in person, Cinda says, is very inspiring. Good. I'm so glad. You know, I'm inspired. When I see these things come out of product development at Kimberbell, I'm totally inspired. And I'm thinking, ooh, what could I do with that? So I hope I'm imparting that to you too. What could I do with that? Pretty fun. All right. Any questions on that? Any questions? Oh, Judy, that's a great question. Yes. On these ones, because there's not a lot of, there's no embellishments, first of all, on One Hoop Wonders. And you want it to be like as if you quilt, if you pieced a whole quilt top and you applicate a whole quilt top, then you take it to a long armor quilter, you know, or you have a long arm machine. Then yes, it's an all over quilt design. And it looks fantastic, doesn't it? There you go. So you're making a quilt sandwich and then quilting it. It's really, really simple. And I think that those large scale designs, which you're going to see a lot more of, okay? So be watching for navy blue. Those will be great. Now, speaking of large scale quilting designs, I don't have an image here. But if you start seeing yellow designs pop up, on kimberbell.com, design large scale designs that are stitched on yellow, that means it's only for block by block. And that's because there's travel lines and it's more geometric in nature. We've talked about block by block quilting before. But that's going to start popping up as a yellow background fabric that it's being stitched on. But navy blue, like I said, are going to be for block by block and clear blue tiles. You get both. All right. And just to reiterate, you do not need the largest size tiles to do large scale background quilting. You can do these large scale background quilting designs even with a 4x4 tile. Okay. So 4x4 and higher tile, you can use large scale background quilting designs. The only tiles it doesn't work with is your 2x2 or like your 2x4 or 2x6. If it's 2-inch, that means the scale is just a little smaller, right? But 4 inches and higher, that means the scale is there, it's going to work, and you're going to be able to get it all done no matter what size of hoop you have, which is pretty awesome, right? All right. Now, I think that's it for now. Cindy, again, do you need to have a large hoop? No, I'm glad you asked because I want to make sure everyone understands that. Nope, you don't need a large hoop to do large scale quilting designs. You just need a hoop that will fit a 4x4 size or higher. That's pretty much probably all of your machines, right? Pretty exciting. All right, now, Lynn, you were asking if any of the existing designs will be available in large scale. No, not currently. And maybe there would be large scale quilting designs kind of based on earlier ones. I don't know. But no, the current quilting designs only go up to what they currently do, which is the 8x12. Is that right, guys? 8x12, 8x14, whatever the current size goes up to. I think it's 8x14. Those sizes remain as is. Okay. The large scale quilting designs, though, cover it all from 4-inch and beyond. Okay. Hopefully that helps. Okay. Oh my gosh, Sandy, I'm so glad you asked. She says, Kim, I'm trying to understand clear blue tiles. Are they similar to edge to edge? No, not really. And I promise you, we have so many, we will walk you through it. We have so many tutorials out there for clear blue tiles. It's probably easier, I should say, and I'll tell you why. And that's because you don't have to line anything up. Let me pull out a tile just to show you real quick. I think I've got one here. You don't have to line stuff up. Let me pull this up. Okay. This is the essential set, and it's got all the different size tiles in it. Okay. There we go. We're just going to pull out the 4x4 for now. So if you have even a 4x4 tile and higher, which all of the tile sets have, larger than this and larger than this, you can use the large scale background quilting designs. Okay. But the reason why this is different, to answer your question, than edge to edge, is because you don't have to line your needle up anywhere. Like with edge to edge, you have to like drop your needle down to where like one end point is or one starting point is, and then it's all got to line up and be straight and such. With this, you don't have to. And really, once you try it, I know maybe it sounds a little intimidating or scary right now, but I think anyone in this chat could attest to, it's so much easier than you could ever imagine. And you will wonder why it took you so long, right? To try it, because you'll be like, oh yeah, that was easy. I got this. And you'll be quilting your projects in no time. The tiles really make it simple. All right. Yeah. People are definitely saying yes, 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 yes. Cindy, the size on the essential set goes up to, I think it's 6 by 10, 8 by 10. Okay. So if you had like, that would take you right up to like a 6 by 10 hoop. Yeah. And then beyond that, you'd want the expansion set one. And then if you have really large hoops, you might want expansion set two, but we're going to talk about that next week. Okay. Because that's when it officially launches, and I'll tell you the differences, try to make it really simple for you, the differences between the three sets. Okay. All right. All righty. So that is that. Now, all of those appliques and the layouts of the quilts are part of this. This is called One Hoop Wonders, Volume 1, and it's pretty awesome. It gives you lots of different choices, not only in the quilt blocks themselves, the applique blocks, but also in the layouts of these quilts. There's a lot of different ones to choose from, 5, in fact, and you can do them as, you know, smaller quilts or larger quilts. We also have new project batting that is the size of these quilts that are in here. So, you know, we've got it all, and it's coming out all officially next week, but some shops are starting to receive them now because they're on our auto ship program. All right. Okay. Well, hopefully that helps. I'm so excited. for all of you to start on these and show me your renditions of a One Hoop Wonder, right? And also what you are going to do with the large scale background quilting designs. Don't forget, large scale background quilting designs does not mean you have to have the largest hoop. It just means you need something that will fit the 4x4 or higher. And that's probably 99% of you. So very fun stuff. All right. So are you ready for a giveaway? Let's do it. Our friends at Maywood, they are just coming through for us all the time, aren't they? Look at this. They sent me two Kimberbell jelly rolls. Two Kimberbell jelly rolls with Kimberbell fabrics in reds, blacks, and whites. This isn't doing it justice because I don't want to take off the plastic because I want it to come to you so pretty. But look at that. There's like cherries and swirls and stripes and dots and flowers and you name it. There's two of them that I'm going to give away, one to each winner. And all you have to do is this. This is so simple, guys. Why not just throw your hat in the ring, right? And try to win this. All you have to do, let me pull up the question. Which new large scale quilting design is your favorite? That's it. Just tell me in the comments which one is your favorite. It could be, oh boy, here we go. I'm going to test my memory here. It could be the arrows. It could be the citrus. It could be the pumpkin patch. It could be the rainbows, or it could be there was something else. Christmas. Oh my gosh. How could I forget Christmas, right? Oh, one other thing I should tell you, which is kind of exciting too, is that with the One Hoop Wonders book and CD set, to do all the appliques and the layouts and such, you're also going to receive a free bonus for a large scale background quilting design that you can immediately start with. And that is for swirls. Let me pull up a few samples here. Okay. And I think I have an image of that too. Let me see. Let me pull that up. It's part of the book. So immediately you're going to get a large scale background quilting design for a swirl. Oh, yes. And you know, swirls, they can be used for anything. So look what we did with this. This is the same quilt that came from One Hoop Wonders, but instead of the lemons, we did the swirls. And it is just darling, right? Look at that. So, so simple and easy. Okay, so the swirl actually does come as a free bonus as part of the book itself. Here's another look at a quilt that we did nothing else but simply put two fabrics together with this, with our project batting in the middle, and then we quilted it with the swirl so that you could really see that well. Okay, so that is not available as a separate sale. It's part of the book, which is kind of cool. All righty, so let's see what you guys are saying about the background quilting. Oh, lots of you saying the Christmas. I know. Me too. Okay, and see, now that I put it out there to the public, like, I mean, to you guys, now you're going to hold me accountable for getting my daughter's Christmas quilt done. What did I do? No, I did a very good thing. I'm keeping myself accountable. I will get that quilt done. I'm going to wait for her to come up. She lives down in Salt Lake. We'll wait a little bit longer. And then together we will quilt it. It'll be a bonding experience, mother and daughter, right? Oh my goodness. Judy says pumpkins come in second. Mm-hmm. I would agree. I love the pumpkins. I love that it's very versatile for beyond just like, you know, Halloween. It's definitely something you'd be able to use for any autumn type of quilt for sure. Yeah, Regina says she's loving the book bonus of the swirl design. I'm so glad. It'll get you started right away. I'm telling you, once you try it, you're going to be hooked and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I got to find more of these large scale background quilting designs, right? So fun. And the other good news, of course, is that it's 25% off today. Well, for the month of April. So you got a little bit of time. Here we go. Nope, not that one. Where did that go? Here we go. Yes. 25% off introductory pricing till May 1st. But wow, I personally, I think I'd go with the bundle because I think you're going to use the large scale for all kinds of projects. But if you want to start out with your favorite first and give it a whirl, give it a try, right? Then Christmas might be on the top of your list. It is for me, for sure. All right, guys. Well, I think that's all for today. Thank you for joining me today. It's always fun to be with you. I have a few reminders before we leave. One, yes, enter for the giveaway of these Kimberbell fabric jelly rolls. Two people are going to win one of those. We will announce the winners on Friday morning over on our main Facebook page where you're watching this. Just place in the comments section of the video, whether you see the video on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, within the comments section, that's where we will be drawing the winners. And then we will announce those on Friday morning as we always do. So certainly do that. Then I have a fun little piece of news about a little something called the Bella Box. The Bella Box. Yes, this is the box that is out two times a year, and it comes from both Kimberbell and Me Time. Me Time is our subscription brand, right? And they are doing a reveal. In fact, I get to help with that. I'm so excited. Because I have not seen all the projects in their entirety. I saw them, you know, a few steps along the way, but together, Tori and I are going to do the big reveal of the next brand new Bella Box, and that is coming up next Tuesday, April 9th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So join us on Facebook for that. It's going to be over on the Me Time Delivered Facebook page. Okay. So, and I think it'll also probably be on YouTube as well, probably Instagram as well. But it's on the Me Time side of things. And so Tori and I are going to do the reveal. I'll get to see it right along with you basically for the first time. And I'm really excited. The new theme for it is called Let's Celebrate. And we're celebrating throughout the year. So there's a little hint for you. We're celebrating all kinds of reasons throughout the year. It's a box full of all kinds of goodness. So I think we're going to put a link here in the notes so that you, if you want to, you know, RSVP or get a reminder of that live unboxing, you can do so. And I'd love to have you join Tori and I. So again, that's next Tuesday, April 9th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And we will reveal what is inside the brand new Bella Box. The second reminder, of course, is to join Deanna, myself, and Ginger for our episode of Inside the Hoop. And that is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain Time over on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. And then finally, save that 25% off right now on the brand new large-scale background quilting designs. You will not regret it. Oh, my goodness. A lot of fun to be had. All right, everyone. Until then, keep doing what you love and keep experiencing the joy of creativity. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening today. We'd love for you to subscribe at any of your favorite podcast platforms. Hey, and while you're there, we'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review. And don't forget to share the podcast. You can find us at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, kimberbell.com.